message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Here today, and I know that no one will go back home the same in Jesus' name. I'll be speaking this morning on supernatural settlement via divine direction. Supernatural settlement via divine direction. Supernatural settlement via divine direction. I want you to know, beloved, that you have been destined for a change of story. God programmed it that your story changes. God programmed it that your life must change. In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18, the Bible says, "The path of the just is like a shining light, and it shineth more and more until the perfect day." What does that mean? Is that God wants us to be changing levels. Someone say changing levels. He wants us to be changing levels. He wants our story to change for the better. And in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God, in 2020, your story will change for the better. I say your story will change for the better. A change of story is talking about a new song. He's talking about songs of gladness. He's talking about songs of rejoicing. And to experience the transformation of life and a change of story, you require something very important called divine direction. Divine direction. What is divine direction? Divine direction is securing a pathway through the leading of God, which will lead to supernatural settlement of the directed. I take that again. Divine direction is securing a pathway through the leading of God and His word, which will lead to supernatural settlement, which will lead to a change of story for that man or for that woman. What is divine direction? Divine direction is the Spirit of God conveying the mind of God to us through our spirit. The Spirit of God conveying the mind of God to us. The Spirit of God conveying, showing us the mind of God. The Spirit of God showing us, revealing the mind of God to us. That is divine direction. So, divine direction is so important for every believer. And God is committed to directing you if you are committed to following Him. Say, "I will lead you. I will instruct you in the way to go. I will guide you with my own eyes." Psalm 32 verse 8. He's committed to leading you. He's committed to directing you. And this morning, God will lead you and direct you in Jesus' name. I say, God is committed to leading you, and He will lead you and direct you in Jesus' name. Somebody say a better amen. Somebody say a better amen. Examples of those who enjoy divine direction. Just give us a few examples. Number one example is a man called Isaac. Isaac was supernaturally settled because he was directed. In Genesis 26 verse 1 to 3. Genesis 26 verse 1 to 3, the Bible says, talking about Isaac, "And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, Go not down into Egypt." Isaac, go not down unto Egypt. "Dwell in the land which I will tell thee of. Sojourn in the land. I will be with you in that land. And I will bless thee for unto thee. I will bless thee for unto thee and unto thy seed. I will give all these countries." Not streets. Not states. Not local government. "I will give you countries in the place where I have directed you to. And I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham, thy father." Somebody here will enjoy God's direction in Jesus' name. I say somebody here will enjoy God's direction in Jesus' name. If you move further to that same chapter, Genesis 26, verse 12 to 14, you will see the mystery of this divine. Genesis 26, from verse 12, all to that. "And Isaac sowed in the land where God directed him. Isaac sowed in that land, and he received in the same year." Somebody say same year. "And hundredfold. And the Lord bless him." The Lord will bless you. And the Lord blessed him, and the man waxed great. Though there was famine there, though things were very tough there, though there was no food there, in the same place where God directed him to, he waxed strong. Go, let's go on now. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great. You will become very great. I say you will become very great. I say you will become very great. For he had possessions. 2020, you are gaining possessions. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him. Divine direction is what takes you to the level where people begin to envy you. Divine direction is what takes you to the level where people see you and they glorify God for your life. That is where you are going this year, 2020. That is where your family is going this year, 2020. Isaac listened to God's instruction and then it led to his decoration. Isaac listened to God's instruction and it changed his life. They began to envy him. Philistines are very brutal people, but they had no choice but to envy Isaac. They saw that this is the hand of God upon this young man's life. This is the hand of God upon this man's life. That is how your family members will see God's hand in your life this year. I said that is how God, the family members will see God's hand in your life this year. Mark it. Mark it. And I said it under God and before God. What you have been pursuing for many, many years, this year it will not elude you. I said this before God Almighty. He has spoken to me. What you have been looking for very long, this year you will get it. I said this year you will get it. This year you are going to get it. Somebody say a big amen. The second example is a man called David. David was a man that was directed. He was directed to the extent that he was having a field day in the presence of his enemies. In Psalms chapter 23, verse 1 to 6. Psalms 23 from verse 1 to 6. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. Psalm 23 from verse 1 all through to verse 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Somebody say, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul, leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not fear any evil. Why? He's always with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. Now, somebody is here today, that will be your testimony. I say, God, somebody is here, that will be your testimony. And then he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And that will be somebody's testimony here today. But how did David get to that level? The Lord is my shepherd. He's the one leading me. He's the one directing me. You can't be frustrated with God's direction. I've said in the past, the frustration of the frustrated is because of lack of direction. You're in a church, you are speaking to more than 6, 7, 8 girls at the same time to marry you. You go to this one say no. Go to this one say no. Go to this one say no. Why can't you ask God for which one is the right girl? The frustration of the frustrated is because of lack of direction. Directionlessness, directionlessness. The frustration of the frustrated is because of lack of direction. Number three. Example. Oh, let me just stop there because of time. Time is running very fast. Let me just move very quickly. Why you need divine direction? Why do you need divine direction? Just give us a few points. I have to cut short these points so that we're able to pave time for prayers massively. Why do you need it? Number one, you need divine direction because your shining in life is attached to your direction. In Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, it says, arise and shine. Your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So you are destined to shine, but your shining is at the mercy of your direction. Nobody shines where it's not directed. I've met people abroad before. And you will almost be asking them, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? Why can't you just take your passport and return back to Nigeria? Nigeria. Even if there's no life there, your life is still better in Nigeria than what you are doing here. Because of the condition of their life, They are abroad, but they are not above. I wanted to say something now, but it relates to a country, and somebody in that country is a member of this church and is watching us, so I will keep quiet. Because anywhere you are meant to shine. And I say this under God, even in this nation, you will shine. When it's time for God to take you to other places, anywhere you find yourself under God's direction, you will shine there. Amen. Say a big amen. Amen. Say a big amen. Amen. Number two, why you need divine direction? Number two, is divine direction leads to distinction. You are distinguished where you are directed to. I've seen people that studied medicine. And they are pastors and they are distinguished. I've seen people who have studied accounting and they have food canteen and they're excelling. I've seen people who studied agriculture, yet they never did agriculture, they are into construction. They studied Greek in school, yet they went into construction. And they're excelling there. I've seen architects who are producing water. They are distinguished there. The business you will do in 2020, that you will lose money, you will never go inside that business. The business you will do in 2020, that will make you to lose your hard-earned money, you will never go into that investment. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Number three, why do you need divine direction? Divine direction is the gateway to destiny development. Until a man is directed, his destiny doesn't develop. Until you enjoy divine direction, you can't enjoy development. Divine direction is where development is. That is where you assess development. Abraham did not assess any development until his life was directed. Until you assess divine direction, there's no way you can develop. Life is frustrated without divine direction. Life remains unattractive without divine direction. In Genesis chapter 12, particularly, from verse 1, God was speaking to Abraham, who had spent about 75 years in his father's house without anything to show. Nothing to show. And God spoke to him one day. He said, leave your father's house. Now the Lord has said unto him, Abraham, get thee out of thy father's house from the kindred and from thy father's house unto a land I will show you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to change your story, but there's a condition. You have to leave your father's house. I want to change your life, but if you don't allow me to direct you, your life can't develop. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 4, Genesis 12, verse 1, the Bible says, and Abraham departed. That's what's making us to call Abraham today. If Abraham did not enjoy or assess divine direction, he would have been frustrated. He would have been called frustrated Abraham today. But because of the direction that he received, he departed. And the Bible says, as a direct result of this, his life changed. If you go to Genesis chapter 13, verse 1 and 2, this same Abraham, the Bible says, in verse 2 particularly, he was blessed with cattle. He was blessed with riches, with silver and with gold. Because he was a man that was directed. As from today, you will never lack the direction of God. Amen. Number four, why do you need this direction? Divine direction is your escape route from trouble. Divine direction is your escape route from trouble. Divine direction is your escape route from trouble. I've told you the story a few times before. I was coming from Lagos some years ago. Went for a program in Lagos and was coming back to Ilorin. Three of us in the car, I was at the back. And then two people were in front. And then after we, as we got to Bega, I had the Spirit of God urging me to go into worship. And I started worshiping God. And the two people also joined me. We worship God from Ibadan. From that place to Ibadan. And then I started praying the Holy Ghost. And then we went on and on. And then when we got close to Ogbomoso, I just rested and I said, Jesus, we prayed and we were just at peace. Few minutes after, some gang of robbers came out of the bush with gun and said, yes, that is him. Shoot him down. Got him down. Shoot him down. And I said, they said, stop. Stop. I said, if you stop, my friend, move. And then it was a rain of bullets. I said, don't stop. Don't stop. Keep moving. They were targeting the tire, targeting the tank. And we escaped. After we got home in the middle of the night, that was in the dead of the night. Middle of the night. That was like maybe 12 or 1 in the night. And as we got home, I just went straight to bed. And in the morning, my wife came out and said, "Huh? What happened?" I said, "What happened?" He said, "The car is full of bullets." So I got there and I saw it. Jesus, this thing is as serious as this. I called a mechanic. I said, "Oh yeah, come and go and repair this car." As he was driving, he had not even got into the station. He was just on the road on that Admiralty Drive. Police pursued him and said, "This must be an armed robber car. See how bullets spoil this car. Show me the people that died in this car. Show me where they went to." So they phoned me. They said, "They have taken your car because this car was used to rob last night." I said, "No, it was armed robbers that attacked this car." They said, "Show us evidence." No, police, let's leave that one for another day. If I did not listen to that instruction to worship God and to pray, only God knows what we're seeing today. Divine direction leads you out of trouble. Divine direction leads you out of trouble. Divine direction leads you out of trouble. The next trouble the wicked will set up for you, you will escape it gallantly. The next evil the wicked will try you, in the name of Jesus, they themselves will fall inside that trap in Jesus' name. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Amen. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Amen. Did I hear somebody say a loud amen? Amen? Quickly this morning, what are the ways to divine direction? How do I secure this divine direction? If it's so important to my settlement, how do I secure divine direction? Number one is be born again. Be born again. John chapter 3, verse 3. John chapter 3, verse 3. Only those who are born, Jesus answered and said unto them, "Very verily I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Except a man be born again, he cannot assess the direction of God. Except a man be born again, he cannot be led by God. God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So if you are going to ever enjoy divine direction, you must submit yourself under the leadership of God, asking him for mercy, asking him for forgiveness, asking him for cleansing, so that he can embrace you again like the prodigal son, and then he can direct you again. And then the proper time, we'll be given an altar call, and I know that this morning, God has privileged somebody to enter into a new level of life in Jesus' name. Number two, ways to divine direction is passion for divine direction. Until you have a passion to be directed by God, God won't direct you. How many of you know that the teacher is ready to teach when the student is ready to learn? Hello? I mean, let me feel you this morning. Let me feel you. Are you there? The teacher is ready to teach when the student is ready to learn. Once you are ready to learn, your teacher will teach. If the teacher enters the class, he sees your seriousness, sees your note, sees you ready to write, you face the teacher and you have point facial contact, he'll be dishing out. But if you come, you are eating bubble gum, you are picking corn. "Hello, hello, hello. Yes, I'm in class. What's up?" "Okay, I'll WhatsApp you now." No, and the teacher is teaching you, he see you. You go to wee like 7 times. Go out, come in, go out, come in. After some time, you will just, especially Nigerian lecturer, he will pack his load and say, "Please buy the handout. I'll see you later." But when he sees that you are serious, he sees that you are very, when God sees that you are very serious, he's ready to direct you. He's ready to direct you. Today, God will direct you. I say, today, God will direct you. I say, today, God will direct you. Even in Nigeria, we have good lecturers. Once they see that you are serious, they want to release their best into you. They want to release their best. They want you to be like the person that will succeed them. And today, God is going to give you that passion in Jesus' name. If you have passion for divine direction, it will show the way you'll be looking for God to direct you. Number three, ways to divine direction is ask questions. you are before God, ask him questions. Because he that asketh, receiveth. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. He that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. He that knocketh, the door is opened unto him. So God is ready to answer your bugging questions. He's ready to answer your bugging questions. Jesus, which business am I to commit this capital to in 2020? Oh Lord, speak to me. Who am I to get married to? There are more than 25 girls before me now. Show me the one out of these 25. Oh Lord, am I to leave Nigeria or to stay here? What am I to do? What plan am I to go into? How? What is the modality for the expansion of my business? Am I to stay at this level for now and expand later? He is ready to answer your questions. God is ready to answer. You have to ask him thought provoking. That's why when you are praying, it's not every time you are praying, you'll be talking. Can you imagine talking to somebody and you're just talking from morning to night? You don't allow the person to talk back to you. When you are talking, at a point you have to be quiet. Let him speak back to you. Jesus, I need your help. I need your help. After some time, after you have prayed earnestly, then you wait. You stay in the place of waiting for him. Father, I'm waiting for your word. I'm waiting for a signal, divine 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 signal. When this ministry started, my wife and I, we first started with 21 days just to clear the ground. 21 days. Listening to God. Listening to what he's saying. What are you saying? Where are we to do this work? What are we supposed to do? I mean, people were making fun of us at that time. They are very lean now. Very lean. They don't know that this thing is not easy. See how they are looking now. Those who made fun of you yesterday, they will envy you tomorrow. I said, those who made fun of you yesterday, they will envy you tomorrow. Ask thought-provoking questions. Ask questions. Jesus, what are you saying about my life? What is happening? Why is this marriage not settled? Why is my husband always at the point of slapping me? Then he will tell you, it's because your mouth is like razor. Relax first. Relax. When he speaks, let him speak first. He's the man. Let him speak before you now speak. Not that he will speak and you speak one, you speak seven. Ask questions. God is going to answer somebody today. I say, God will answer somebody today. As you ask questions in this fast, you'll be having answers like fire. God will be releasing answers to you every minute. God will be releasing answers to you every minute. Let me hear you say a big amen. Amen. Many years ago, I was working in a particular organization, and I felt that it was time for me to move to another organization. And then I had two offers, very good offers, in some of the biggest organizations in Nigeria at that time. And the two were equally juicy. Very good. I said, which one do I choose? I didn't know which one to choose. Then one looked a little better than the other. So I went to God. I said, God, what are you saying? Show us something. Show us something. Let me know what you are actually saying. And then within the shortest possible time, he said, that one that doesn't look so juicy, take that one. That one that looks so, leave that one. Not long after that, that multi-billion dollar organization came down like a pack of cards. It fell like it crashed and crashed. If there was no divine direction, if there was no questions, if ministry started, they started ministry because they were working in a field place and there was nothing to eat, so they opened the church so that. But nobody can say that today. As you ask questions, God will answer those questions. As you ask in these last 2 days, engage yourself maximally in question asking with notes. Jesus, what are you saying? What are you saying? When am I to do this? When am I to take a step? When am I to start the foundation of that land I bought? Do I go on now? I should wait. And what are you telling me to do? What is the direction you want me to? Am I to start my business this year? He is going to answer you, and you are going to hear him clearly. I say you are going to hear him clearly. You are going to hear him clearly. You are going to hear him clearly. Your amen is not born again. Number four, ways to divine direction. Number four is maintain a passion for prayer and for worship. In Jeremiah 3 verse 3, he said, call upon me, I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. I will show you. Somebody say, I will show you. I will show you. I will show you great things which you don't know. I will show it to you. But there's a condition. You have to call upon me. You have to call upon me. God is not a person that just goes about without being called. There are too many people calling on God that for God to just be going about saying, this person doesn't have time for me. I say, I want to have time for you. He doesn't have time for me though. If you want him to direct you, you have to call him. And this calling is in the place of intense prayer. Don't be lazy so that your future will not be hazy. Because if anybody who is not prayerful is lazy, and the future cannot be easy for the lazy. There's no future for the lazy. There's no future for the lazy. Or it is either you are prayerful or you are playful. You must choose one of the two. Either you are prayerful or you are playful. One of the two. And if you are prayerful, it will show. And in this period of fasting and prayer, is a time for maximum engagement. Maximum engagement. Because you are desperate. Because you need to hear something. Because you need to know what to do. You will know what to do. I say you will know what to do. I say you will know what to do. Maintain your passion for prayer, beloved. Maintain your passion for prayer. I always say this, and I've said it a few times. For those who are young, at least you are not yet married, you are very lucky. You are very lucky because you have all the time to yourself. You don't have any husband that will tell you, how now? You don't have any children that will disturb you. You don't have anybody that will disturb you. What are you now using your life for? What are you using your life for? Instagramming? WhatsApping? What are you using your life for? What are you using your life for? Bury yourself in prayer. Then you rise up as a star. You practically live inside prayer. That is your second name is prayer. Because you have all the time. You wake up when you like. You can go to vigils. You can do vigil yourself anytime you like. There's nobody to give you any stress. You don't do it now. When the time that one is supposed to do other things, that's when we basically will now start praying. For somebody here today, grace to have a test in your heart for prayer. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. Can I tell you this? There is no department where you are in or serving where you are eluded or excluded from being a prayer warrior. There is no department. There is no department. Look at that, my wonderful brother that was in one of our departments there. In security and all these other departments there. If there was no prayer, those kidnappers would have taken him for life. The prayer is praying for himself, and the prayer that others were praying for him. They lock you inside boot with gun and they drove you away. If there was no prayer, they will not gather to mourn you. I said they will not gather to mourn you. Destiny is handicapped without prayer. Destiny is handicapped. It's handcuffed without prayer. So wake up. 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 Wake up from your slumber. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. You are sleeping. Wake up. You are sleeping. Wake up. Wake up. You are sleeping. Wake up. Wake up in your spirit. I'm not saying you are sleeping physically. You are sleeping in your spirit. Wake up. It's a new day for somebody today. It's a new day for somebody today. Number five, way to divine direction is maintain a close association with the Holy Spirit. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10 to 11. Revelations 1, 10 all through to 11. I was in the Spirit on the last day and heard behind me a voice as of a trumpet. That is while I was in the Spirit, saying, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. But I was in the Spirit when I heard. Your constant communication with the Holy Spirit always brings divine direction. The Holy Spirit is not a substitute for a Christian. It's not a substitute for a believer. The Holy Spirit is a major channel for directing you. I mean, I won't ever be here for life without the leading of the Holy Spirit. Never be here for life. He is the one that leads. He is the one that directs. He is the one that shows the way. He will show you the way today. I say he will show you the way today. He is going to show you the way today. The next step to your triumph, the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Amen. The next step to your breakthrough, the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. Amen. The next step you are going to take that will lead to your change of levels, the Holy Spirit will show it to you. In John chapter 16, verse 13, the Bible says, howbeit, when he, the Holy Spirit, is come, he will guide you in all truth. John 16, 13. He will guide you in all truth. He will guide you in all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you the things to come. He will guide. So, the Holy Spirit is a guardian. He guides us. He leads us. He shows us the way. He guides us. He leads us. He shows us the way. He guides us. He leads us. He shows us the way. He guides us. He leads us. He shows us the way. He will show you the way today. He will show you the way today. You know, as a student, if you have the Holy Spirit, you don't need to read everything. While I was preparing for ICANN, there's a particular course. People that are accountants here know the course called MDCS in ICANN. It is the course with the longest hours. The course is about everything you have learned in ICANN from ATS1, ATS2, ATS3, P1, P2, and P3. All that you have learned. I don't know the particular modules of ICANN now, but that is how it was then. Foundation, P1, P2. Everything you have learned in all those places, they will bring it for you. And in 6 hours, sorry? Yes. They will give you like a little break in total between 5 and 6 hours. They can ask you anything. Anything can be asked. So when I did got to that final paper, having passed the others by God's grace, I was stuck. Do it, they will return it. And once you just don't, in those days, once you fail it, they will return back all the last 3 courses of that module. They will return everything back to you. Jesus Christ, the Son of a living God. So I contacted this person we are talking about for direction. And he showed me what to read. Read here, read here. Because what do you want to read? They say everything you have been learning, like everything you have been learning from 100 level, 200 level, 300 level, 400 level, 500 level, they now want to ask you in one single exam. How is it possible? Where do you want to read? And he showed me, read here, read here, read here, read here. And I went there. 6 questions. I answered the 6 questions and I said, isn't there any more questions to answer? I knew all the 6 questions. I think about all the questions that were there. I think about 6 or 8 questions. I can't remember. It's quite some time now. Everything answered. When I came out, I knew that Kai, this exam is already a settled case, because every single question, even the ones, there were options. I think about 8 questions, answer 6 or so. And then all the 8, I could answer them. I remember where I studied them. I could see them live inside the exam. I said, Kai, Holy Spirit is real. When you want to do an exam, it's not about putting your 2 legs inside water or drinking all sorts of things. Eh? Nescafe. That's not the only thing. You can drink Nescafe, yet not escape. Hallelujah! You can drink Nescafe, yet not escape. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is real. He will show you what to do. He will show you what to do. As from today, you will not be on your own again. I say, as from today, you will not be on your own again. As from today, you will not take decisions on your own accord again. As from today, you will not rise and fall again. Somebody say a big amen. So, I'm talking, beloved, about ways of divine direction that will lead to the settlement of you and I. And I said number one is what? Be born again. Number two, passion for divine direction. Number three, ask questions. Number four, maintain passion for prayer and worship. Number five, number six is maintain excitement. If you want to enjoy divine direction, refuse depression. Depression causes suppression. Refuse depression. From depression to oppression. From oppression to suppression. From oppression, from suppression to tension. From tension to hypertension. So refuse anything. See, anything that will make you sad, reject it. I like your smile, young man. Good, I like it. Thank you, Jesus. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible says, rejoice. And again, I say, rejoice. In Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3, Isaiah 12, verse 3, he said, through joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. True joy. Isaiah 12, verse 3. It is with your joy you draw out information from heaven. If you go to heaven, I've been doing remedials for long, I've been doing jam for long, I've been doing anything for long. God, I'm not happy with you at all. I can't imagine even my younger brother at center school. God will say, okay, can a person be murmuring against his creator? Can you be murmuring against your creator? What an insult. The person that put breath in your nose. God, see now, no man has even said hello to me than to even talk of that we're fixing wedding date. If you don't do the wedding between now and June, I reverse and go to another person. I go and look for another my help from another place. God says, what are you still waiting for? No need to wait till June. It's this January, please go. Don't allow anything to sadden you. Listen to me. Anything you don't have now, you have excess of it. Anybody that has anything that you don't have now, your own will be better than that person. Anything you are envying in somebody's life, note it, your own is coming. Relax, relax, your own is coming. He makes everything beautiful in his own time. His own time. You can't force it. You can't force him on it. You can't threaten him on that. God is too big to be threatened. God is too big to be threatened. You know, God is too big for anybody to say, hey, God, what do you mean? You can't do that. If you try that before an earthly president, the security will carry you out. They'll go and lock you up. They say, you are murmuring like this in front of the president. They carry you out. Now we're talking of God. Don't mock him. Remain excited. He's coming. Somebody say, it's coming. Somebody say, it is coming. And it's almost here in Jesus' name. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 to 30, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29, all through to 30, the Bible was speaking there about Isaiah 29, verse, Isaiah 30, verse 29. It says, you shall have a song as in the night when the holy solemnity is kept. And gladness, can you see that? And gladness of heart as when one goeth with a pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord. To the mighty one of Israel. Go to verse 30. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice. You came with a song, then he will cause his glorious voice to be heard. Until there's a song, God will speak. Until there's joy, he will just be mute. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lightning down of his hand with indignation of his anger, and with flames of devouring fire, and with scattering with tempests and with hailstones. When he hears a song, he will come forth with run and say, hey, let me answer what you are saying now. The Bible is saying that he will come with power once he hears a song. Those that don't like to sing, they easily sink. Those that don't like to sing, I've told you before, God is not, he doesn't care about your voice. He doesn't care about your voice. Just sing it. The melody in your heart is what God is waiting for. And he will listen to it today. Friends, I've run out of time. I'll give you just one more point, and then we'll go into intense prayer this morning. Anybody blessed already? If I stop here, I've preached already. So one more point, and then we'll go into prayer. Ways to divine direction is remain meek, or be meek, be a meek person. In Psalm 25 verse 9, Psalm 25 verse 9, the Bible said, the meek will he guide in judgment, the meek will he teach his ways. God is a God that loves to teach the meek. He loves to bless those who are meek. What does it mean to be meek? Humility. The Bible says he will guide the meek. He will teach them his ways. He will guide the meek. God will guide you today. I say God will guide you today. I say God will guide you today. I say God will guide you today. Did I hear somebody say a very good amen? Look at a man called Moses. Moses was one of the most guided people. He led 3,000 people out of captivity. 3 million people out of captivity. Everywhere God was guiding Moses. Everywhere God was speaking to Moses. Everywhere God was showing him the way. This is what to do. This is what to do. Yesterday night, I spoke extensively about the help of God and the assistance of God. You were there. Come on, shout hallelujah. If you were not here last night, get the CD. It was explosive. And I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, anybody that will receive God's help and God's assistance and direction must be a person that is meek. That was what happened to Moses in Numbers chapter 12, verse 3. Of all the men on the earth, Moses was the meekest. Now the man Moses was very meek, very humble. Above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. He was the meekest, very humble. Very humble at heart. All this pride, all this braggadociousness, and all this puffing up will not make God to direct a human being. Oh, God will not direct the proud. The person that the wife cannot talk to, the person that the husband cannot talk to, the person that the pastor cannot talk to, the person that the mother that gave birth to you cannot even say something to you. She gives you one. You give her like 21. Like bullets. The woman will just take cover. Ah, belek, 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 belek. Don't worry, man. Ah, belek, belek. The meekest is always the greatest. The meekest, 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 the greatest. Your desire is to hear from God. Your heart must be meek. Your spirit must be meek. Your heart must be such that when God sees it, he wants to speak to you. If God comes and sees your heart so enlarged and so full of yourself, everybody is so small. All these people, these small kids, all these small people, forget them. God says, I forget you too. But God will never forget you in life. I say God will never forget you in life. I say God will never forget you in life. The grace for everyone here to assess divine direction, receive it today in the name of Jesus. Well, the good news is this. Everybody can be directed by God if he can listen to these 7 points and he can walk with them. My prayer for you is that all the days of your life, you will be directed in Jesus' name. You will not miss it again this 2020. I say you will not miss it again this 2020. You know, there are some times when people miss it. One single missing it can cost them their whole life. Just one, some of our parents, you know what I'm talking about. Just one mistake. Just one mistake. Misdirected to something else and their life was distorted for life. You will not enter that trap. I say you will not enter that trap. You will not enter that trap. Your family will not enter that trap. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I was
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.